You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. What's trending? Well, the Broncos don't have a game on Sunday. They're playing a rare Saturday game.
Oh.
But what the what? We don't have a kicker. It's bad enough we had that game a while back without a quarterback. Now we don't have a kicker because Brandon McManus was apparently within the sphere of somebody who had the COVID. So now he's got to isolate for 5 days. If they were playing on Sunday, he could play.
Oh.
But because it's Saturday, not enough time will have gone by.
Can't do it.
And so suddenly, Jeremy, the Broncos have signed a guy named Taylor Russolino.
Hey, he's a kick at the ball, huh?
He kicked in the XFL, which is another league. I just love the name of the. I don't know any of the teams in the XFL.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Neither.
So when I hear he played for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Sounds tough.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They say he made 9 out of 10 field goals for the Battlehawks. So
he's pretty good.
Can't
he's
much
just
got
to kick the ball. He's got one job.
Just kick.
Probably could have pulled somebody out of the stands to do it, really.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So we were talking about popular Christmas foods a little while ago with some of our callers. Here's the actual list. The top 10 most popular foods on the dinner table. And so it's not necessarily entrees. It's like even sides. They just rank them all. And they picked roasted potatoes as number one. Followed by mashed potatoes. Now,
carving it up, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now, is roasted potatoes like the little round wet red ones that you cut in half?
Those can be roasted potatoes.
And then
potatoes.
You bake them with the rosemary and the garlic and the olive oil.
That can be one way of doing it, yes.
What's the other ways?
Well, I mean, it depends. They don't have to be the red potatoes. They could be, you could roast any kind of potato.
I think they got to be the small potatoes, though. You can't pull an Idaho spud, one of the big boys, out and roast that. That's
no,
a baked potato.
You can chop it up, though.
Nah, that's gross.
Because I've had roasted potatoes that were not the... But anyway, the point is, the real point is, who votes for roasted potatoes over mashed potatoes?
Right. It's got to be mashed taters all day long.
Turkey was number 3. Bread and or rolls was number 4.
That one's also funny, too. Top 10 food. The bread.
Bread! Man.
You just throw a loaf of bread out in the middle of the table.
Oh, I'm telling you, I mean, for holidays,
it's gotta be good bread.
Gretch makes her challah bread.
Challah.
Oh, my. It is the best bread I've had in my life.
Lather it up with a little butter.
Lot of butter.
Mm.
The foods that finished in the bottom 10 included turnips, duck, plantains.
Ugh.
I like a good plantain, though.
Yeah.
And at the very, very bottom, the last one was tofu.
Coleslaw's on the list. Who's having coleslaw for Christmas? That's a summer dish.
I don't think I'd be. Yeah, I'm not wasting the space is the thing.
I saw duck and goose were on the list. I've never had like a Christmas goose. Isn't that like a very Charles Dickens thing?
Very much so.
Christmas goose.
I feel bad for the goose.
I know.
Here's some creepy science news for you. There's a new satellite that's orbiting the Earth that can see through your ceiling.
Ooh. Let's make things interesting for them.
Just do your
Let's
dance.
Get their money's worth. Those tax dollars to work it, work it.
You say it has like something similar to X-ray vision. So it can obviously see through clouds and see at night and stuff like that, but now it can see through your ceiling.
Huh.
And this is just the first because 6 more are about to be launched.
That's
so we're
going to
have all sorts of eyes in the sky that are looking down at us through our ceilings.
Some might like it. I did post it on our Facebook earlier today, and I think it was Mark, listener Mark, said something like something about lead-based drywall coming soon or something like that. New lead drywall.
Oh, that's that Mark Smith guy. He's funny.
He's a funny dude.
What else do I have on here? A study in Sweden found that if your dog has diabetes, you're more likely to develop it too. Has nothing to do with just hanging out with the dog because the dog has diabetes. Has to do with the fact what they found is that people who overfeed their dogs which often leads to them getting diabetes, are the same people who overfeed themselves.
Oh,
so that's the
treat for you,
there.
Treat for me type thing.
Exactly.
These dog biscuits are dry.
Anything else I want to do? Oh, they ranked the states on the likelihood of having a white Christmas. Not snow already on the ground, but snow falling.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, well, Alaska, number one. No, Alaska was number three. The state with the best chance of having a white Christmas is Michigan. Colorado was number 16. I figured we'd at least be in the top 10. But no.
No. It never snows on Christmas here, does it?
It never snows.
And you said you looked ahead and it's going to be like 50 degrees, supposedly.
Sunny and 50 a week from today.
According to the Futurecast.
Yeah, well, that future cast. Change tomorrow,
they make all that up. So
right now, all of next week is supposed to be sunny. So,
well,
that's all I got. What do you got?
Today's National Ugly Sweater Day. How is this still a thing?
Boring.
Why are we still finding that ugly sweaters and ugly Christmas sweaters are funny? Why is that? It's not funny. It's not funny. I dare you, the next time you see somebody with a Christmas sweater, just to walk up to them and say, that's not funny. Not funny at all.
2012 called, wants its sweater back.
You look stupid, Sarah. Boy, I bet a lot of people wish it was this easy to get a date. How about Tyler Perry? He posted a workout photo yesterday. And his little quote said, this is what a midlife crisis looks like. I'm 51, single, and wondering what the next chapter of my life will look like. Well, I was looking at his little Twitter feed, and like the ladies be knocking at his door now.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth, dude, smooth.
Well, they're knocking at the door, too, because a few people didn't look just at his Twitter feed, but they looked at his net worth.
That might help a little bit.
Tyler Perry is worth, and I'm not just throwing this number out there, he's worth $1
billion. He's worth a lot of money. Very successful, dude. Very good looking.
That's a heck of a businessman.
For 51, he is ripped. He's got some guns, man. A 26-year-old woman wrote in. She said, well, Tyler, I'm 26, and if you ever, I mean ever, need anyone to talk to, I'm here. Woo! Watch out now. Five people reportedly walked off the set of Mission Impossible 7 after Tom Cruise ripped everyone a new one again. It was COVID part two for Tom Cruise. There was another outburst, I guess. A bunch of tension. They said there's been a ton of tension on this set. It's been building for months, and now that he's yelling at people for a second time, they're like, screw you, dude. And they walked out. That's a mighty bold step. You don't do that to Tom Cruise. He will hunt you down, I would imagine.
Dun, 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 dun.
What?
Yeah, he's an odd duck.
He's an odd duck, isn't
he? He is. He's an odd duck.
What else is going on? This is pretty darn cool.
Is this really Mission Impossible 7? Because okay, so here is my dilemma with the Mission Impossible movies. Is that one popped up on, like, I don't know, Amazon Prime or something like that. And even reading the description, I couldn't remember if I had seen that one or not.
Right.
I don't know which, you know, have I
the
seen...
The last one, he was hanging from the plane, right? As it took off and he was hanging from
know.
It. And
he
I don't know which
stuff
one...
stuff like that in every one. I can't tell any of those. Now, you give me...
And
like the
obviously,
Star Wars movies, I can tell you which one's which. You give me the Indiana Jones movies, I can tell you. Mission Impossible, they're all the same movie.
And really, at this point, there's been six missions that have been solved. They're not that impossible at this
not
point.
Not anymore. But, you know, I'm
mission most likely
franchise.
To be solved.
I'm going to start a movie franchise called Mission Unlikely.
The only impossible part is working with this guy, is what it sounds like.
Right.
Right? And then real quick, let me give you just a little dose
mission
of good.
Mission improbable.
Mission douchebag. This is good news coming from Pfizer. I didn't know this, but those little vials, I guess they're supposed to give you 5 doses in each vial. That's like the FDA recommendation. You're supposed to get 5 out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They always fill it up with a little bit extra in case you spill it or something happens and you got to go in for more or whatever. But nurses are finding out that they can get like 6 or sometimes 7 doses now out of these little vials.
I'm concerned about this.
If they don't follow the guidelines, if they don't spill any, you're getting 2 extra doses out of it, and it's bumping up the supply by like 40% in some cases.
I'm a little concerned about this.
Why?
Well, because my natural inclination is to worry that if they start thinking they can squeeze a few more doses out, that they may not be filling that syringe all the way. They're like, hey, we only got to put in like 2/3.
Like, yeah, it's close enough. They did a little finger flick on it, tap, tap.
I saw that Pfizer also warned that they're telling doctors and nurses, don't mix. Like, if you got a little bit left in this vial and a little bit left in this vial, you got to throw them both out. They say, do not mix those together
to make
more.
You can't swish them back and forth. No, like, I'd be concerned about that. But yeah. But if they're doing it like the right way, they're getting 2 more doses, so be it, buddy. Line them up.
My daughter-in-law is a nurse, and she gets her shot, I think, on Monday or Tuesday or something.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. She's an emergency room nurse. I mean, she's right there on the front line. So.
Huh. That's awesome. I don't want to say anything else. I clickbait's stupid today, but we can do it, I guess.
Really or no?
Actually, there's I posted no 2 things. No, go hit the little ding ding, whatever it is.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. There's a funny story from Popular Science on there if you want to check that out. But I also posted a list from a YouTube channel called This Is Happening, and they released their 25 most viral videos of the year on YouTube. Like, it's memorable things, like when the grandparents were hugging the kids when they were all wrapped in plastic. There's a girl who smeared her face with 2 bottles of a beauty mask. It's all these stupid videos that went viral this year. If you're really, really bored today, you can check it out. It's on our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.